the world was overburdened by the unnecessary defense force of various kings who were actually demons but were posing as the royal order. At that time, the supreme personality of Godhead descended on this earth with his supremely powerful potencies to execute his mission of annihilating the demons and enthusing the devotees. Demons, although expert in enjoying life's dream, are envious of the personality of Godhead. The story of Krishna's kidnapping Rukmini is partly due to the envious nature of Rukmini's elder brother Rukmi, who negotiated her marriage with Sisupal, a determined enemy of Krishna.
More over here.
Gentlemen, please.
Please excuse me.
Hey, listen, Sisupal, I'm going to use this opportunity to speak to you confidentially. You're a great king, or at least you will be soon a great king. Armies at your disposal, wealth, so many things. I myself am also the crown prince of my kingdom. My father's about to turn over the reins of the kingdom to me. Wouldn't an alliance between our two powers create a tremendously strong military force?
What is your proposal?
Wouldn't we cement the alliance between our two kingdoms with a marriage? What do you think?
Very excellent, very excellent.
Between my sister Rukmini and your good self.
Rukmini?
Yes, there's no lovelier princess in all the three worlds. A marriage to her would satisfy your every dream of sensual delight, Sisupal.
My dear Rukmini, although you're new at this game, you're certainly most persuasive.
Then it's decided, brother!
You? Unfortunate? How?
Because I've come bearing bad news.
Bad news? What could it be? My father? Is he not in good health?
He is feeling a little sorry.
Has someone insulted him? Has an enemy entered the kingdom of Vidarbha?
My lady, it's about your marriage.
My marriage? What marriage?
Your kinfolk gathered together, and they decided it.
Who is it? Out with it now.
It's the prince, Shishupal.
Shishupal? Shishupal? Shishupal, how could they? The Yadu dynasty. What shall I do? What shall I do? What shall I do?
My lady, please don't despair.
I can't fall apart. That's the worst thing I could do. After all, I am the daughter of a king. I am no simple peasant girl. During my short life within the palace, I have picked up a few tricks, however little, of politics and diplomacy. I'll show them. Someone thinks they'll conspire behind my back to marry me off? Well then, fight fire with fire, the saying goes. Davy, I've got a plan.
Yes, my lady, what is it?
Bring me a pen and some writing paper. The best you can find. I'm going to send a message to Lord Krishna.
My dear Krishna, anyone who hears about you soon develops transcendental love for you. I have also heard of your transcendental qualities. I may be so shameless in expressing myself so directly, but you have captivated me and taken my heart. You may suspect that I am an unmarried girl, young in age, and may doubt my steadiness of character. But my dear Krishna, You are the supreme lion among human beings, the supreme person among persons. Any girl or any woman of the highest chastity would desire to marry you. Therefore, I have decided to become your maidservant eternally. My dear Krishna, I dedicate unto your lotus feet my very life and soul. Within my heart, I have already accepted you as my husband, and now I request you to accept me as your wife. O lotus-eyed one, now I belong to you. If that which is enjoyable for the lion to eat is taken away by the jackal, it will be a ludicrous affair. So please rescue me before I am taken away by Shishupal.
My dear one, thank you. I am very glad to hear that Princess Rukmini is anxious to marry me. Actually, ever since I first heard of Rukmini, I have also been anxious to marry her. My mind is always absorbed in the thought of the daughter of King Bhishma. And sometimes I can't even sleep at night because of thinking of her. But I can understand that her brother Rukmi has arranged her marriage with Shishupal simply out of animosity towards me. So I shall teach all these princes a good lesson. Perhaps you know the art of extracting fire from wood.
Yes, my lord.
Well, my dear Brahmana, in the same way, from the midst of these demoniac princes, I shall extract the beautiful Rukmini. Daruka!
Yes, my lord.
Get my chariot ready. Harness the horses. We're going to Vidarbha to kidnap a princess.
Shishupal!
Oh, nice to see you.
Oh, I'm sorry I wasn't here to greet you when you arrived. Your accommodations are ready. We got the money to eat.
My dear, all your accommodations are the most wonderful. Amongst princes, you're the topmost.
This time tomorrow, you will be joined in marriage to my sister.
Rukmi, I'm so grateful to you for making all these wonderful arrangements.
But sister, I couldn't help but noticing you brought your whole army with you. It seems you've come rather for a battle than for a wedding.
My dear Rukmi, I'm not such a fool as you might be thinking. I have heard reports, very reliable reports, that your sister, the Princess Rukmini, has sent a Brahmana on a secret mission to Prince Krishna and Dwarka.
No.
Yes, and that's not all. Prince Krishna is on his way here at this very moment. Now, when I have heard of this scoundrel, he may try and cause some trouble, just as he caused trouble for Jarasandha. So I'm sure you can understand that we have made a few preparations. You see, I'm not going to let my guard down, not even for a moment, until I have a sword in my grasp.
Well, we have to be ready for a fight, huh?
Yes, but that's not all. Krishna's brother Balaram is within your kingdom at this very moment. Brought with him many divisions of chariots, infantry, cavalry, horses, elephants. Oh, what do you make of that?
I know nothing about any of this.
Oh, I'm sure that you can understand that we've made a few preparations, a few troops we have brought with us, just in case. Huh? But we do not have any to fear. We shall be victorious. Let us have a drink. I agree.
My lady, I'm certain they're coming any minute. I can just feel it. I know they'll be here.
But where is Krishna? Where is the Brahmana? At the end of this very night, my marriage day will be here. And still, Krishna has not come. And the Brahmana? I can't understand. Why hasn't he come back to tell me? Oh, Devi, I know why he hasn't come back.
Why, my lady?
Because Krishna has rejected my proposal. He doesn't want me.
My lady, please don't think like that. It's just that it's a little late, and you're a little upset, that's all.
Perhaps the Brahmana was waylaid by a robber. Maybe he never even got there at all.
My lady, I don't know how these dark ideas have gotten into your mind.
It's simple. It's quite obvious that I displeased one of the demigods. Oh, Goddess Durga, please forgive me.
Devi, I don't think he's going to forgive me. You well know that Durga is the daughter of the Himalayan mountains. Oh, those mountains are so very hard and cold. And Durga's heart is also very hard and cold.
My lady, please be reasonable. There's still time.
Yes. After all, I did tell Krishna in my letter that tomorrow is the day.
Now you're sounding more sensible.
But where is the Brahmana? Why hasn't he come back to tell me? It's hopeless.
Better watch out. I might try to take her away from you.
Can you just try it?
I hear she's rather attractive. Green eyes, pink lips, beautiful.
Look, I missed just about enough of this.
This Fishball, if you change your mind about marrying her, I'll be glad to take your place.
Gentlemen. Fishball.
I'll leave him alone. Gentlemen.
Don't believe me. My brother Balaram and I will kill anyone who tries to stop us.
Sisapalak!
And bring back my sister from his clutches, I will never return to my capital city of Kundina. I make this vow, and you will see that I will fulfill it. Krishna, stop for a minute and fight with me.
Oh, Krishna, Lord of the Avanasi, either return my sister at once, or find yourself pinned to the ground at the end of my sword.
My soldiers and I have defeated Rukmi's army. And here I see you have Rukmi himself. My dear brother Krishna, you really shouldn't have done this to Rukmi. This is very much contrary to our family tradition. To cut someone's hair and shave his beard and mustache, it's almost comparable to killing him. Whatever Rukmi may have been, he's now our brother-in-law. You really shouldn't have done this to him. And you, dear princess, cheer up a little. You should not be sorry because your brother's been made very odd-looking. Everyone suffers or enjoys the results of his own actions. Sweet, smiling Rukmini, don't be aggrieved. Come on, let's proceed to Dwarka!